Clinton predicts a Trump recession. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. He calls her crooked Hillary, but she turned it back on him in a speech accusing Donald Trump of being a callous manipulator whose multiple bankruptcies didn't just hurt big banks, as he has claimed, but small businesses.
Painters, waiters, plumbers, people who needed the money and didn't get it. Not because he couldn't pay them, but because he could stiff them.
She also reminded her Ohio audience that he's called himself proudly the king of debt, and that on the subject of trade, he once said this.
So they say, oh, you'll start a trade war. You know what? When you're losing that kind of money, who the hell cares?
Well, it turns out economists care, because the dire predictions recited by Mrs. Clinton came from Moody's Analytics in a new report that if Mr. Trump pushed through all his trade and immigration policies, we'd be in recession by 2018 and stay there until 2020, throwing 3.5 million Americans out of work. Trump's reply was to repeat his favorite nickname.
Basically, she's Crooked Hillary.
And to send out this tweet.
He said, I am the king of debt. That has been great for me as a businessman, but is bad for the country. I made a fortune off of debt. We'll fix U.S.
Kind of like saying, don't worry, I'm smart enough not to follow my own example. Mrs. Clinton can't get too cocky, though, because now that Moody's has finished its report on Trump's economic policies, they're putting together the next one, which is on hers. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.